John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Shyampa Radio.
The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, the Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. The show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
All right, go ahead and cue Betty.
Bling bling, here we go.
Alrighty, that's lovely. I've already almost. You remember when I started drinking the wine? How long ago was that? It was like what, a few minutes ago?
Yeah, it was. It felt like about 5-10 minutes.
Yeah, it's almost gone now.
Oh my goodness!
And it's gonna sipping be queued
wine.
Up.
Remember sipping wine?
I don't know. I seem to have an issue sipping wine. I don't know. So, before we get underfoot, we're having odd issues with our phones. So we are able to get calls and dealy bob with it, but we got to go a roundabout way of doing it. So if you want to call us, you can still call us 813-327-8566, and we'll chat with you. And hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe in Chicago.
Hi. I am your lovable artificial personality unit, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is bling-blingy buzzy for tonight's episode 95 of the Joe and Anthony Show, Joe's Plump Rise, and other comical things. For Monday, July 17th, 2017. Hey Anthony, how is the weather in Tampa for you Tampanites?
Thank you, Betty.
Oh!
Hey.
No problem, Anthony.
You, Betty. What's a plump rise? What is this plump rise that she talks about?
Oh, I've been staring at myself in the camera for like the entire afternoon, practically.
Okay.
I've come to the conclusion that I'm pretty fat.
I see. Okay. Well, yeah. There we go. Well, good for you. All right. Well, it's time for your Shyampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Hot and humid. Welcome to Florida's subtropical summer climate. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 84 degrees Fahrenheit with humidity of 67%, giving us a heat index of 90 degrees.
Ooh.
The dew point is 72 and visibility is 10 miles. Oh, I think I got a belch somewhere in there. Tonight, Monday night. There you go. Thanks. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 11. Mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And then on Tuesday, a 30% chance of scattered. Hold on. We got to get to the database. We haven't gotten to the database since we started the show.
Phone lines are open.
Yep, they sure are. Oh boy.
Phone lines are open.
Tuesday, 30% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms after 8, partly sunny with a high near 90. And then overnight, 20% chance of isolated showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, 50% chance of scattered showers and storms, partly sunny with a high near 91. Then overnight, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms, mostly cloudy with a low around 78. And that's it for your Cheyampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Back to you, Betty.
Thanks, Anthony. And now for your Chicagoland weather. Take it away, Joe.
Well, thanks, Betty. Remember, folks, if you're listening to this on a recast, this forecast no longer applies. From KMDW, Chicago's Midway International Airport, it's currently partly sunny at 76 degrees. The dew point is at 61 degrees and the humidity is a comfortable 60%. The winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. And for you pilot types, the visibility is as far as your eyeballs allow. Ooh, pardon me. On the night of this broadcast, we can expect clear skies with the low around 65. Ooh. On Tuesday, expect sunny skies with a high near 79. On Wednesday, expect a 30% chance of jet fumes with showers and thunderstorms.
Oh my.
Mainly before 1 p.m. Partly sunny with a high near 85. That super hot paranoia from last week being talked about this coming week seems to be fizzling out. And that's it for your Chicago weather. Back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Hey, Betty here. Please take some time to listen to the following that we recast here on Cheyampa Radio.
I know you weren't at work this morning, Betty.
RFU and CPR News hosted by Don DeBar, Toppers with Gil from Boston Free Radio, and Headphone Meditations with John DuBose. By the way, all of the background tracks we use at the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin McLeod. Support Kevin's music by visiting Incompetech.com. Support your local independent mom and pop's restaurant and shops. And keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point segment, affectionately known as the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Well, Betty, thanks, Betty, 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 Betty out.
Thank
yeah, there
you
goes
so
Betty.
Much.
Bye, Betty.
Yeah, bye, Betty. So, yeah, you know, that's okay, folks.
She was not in the studio this morning.
No,
she,
I know.
She had some automated thing going. I stopped in to pay my paycheck because, you know, we get paid so little here. There's more taxes than what we get paid, so we got to pay to work here. And I come
so wait,
walking
is
in.
Is that
and
why
there was,
petty cash is so low?
That's always why petty cash is so low. Yeah, I think it's an accounting error in Betty's favor. But, yeah, she was gone, and there was just this tape recorder on the desk, and it was hooked up to the board, and that was it. I'm like, what the hell? So I came in and I did a few things for her. She eventually showed up. She was down the street. She was at the Einstein.
Drunk?
No, she wasn't. She was hanging out of the Einstein Bagel. I guess they got a new bagel slicer there. She seems to really like the bagel slicer for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah, go figure. So we got 20
That's
seconds left of the weather track, so we can just let it run out, you know.
She's got very strange tastes.
But,
you know, the weather here
robot.
Has been crazy. It's been kind of, like, cold and muggy at the same time.
It's been hot and nasty.
Well, we've been pushing it all to you, I guess. That's kind of
so,
strange.
Something.
And if you've got a comment about your weather situation, you can give us a call at the studios. Our phone lines are there. They're working.
They are, they are working.
We have to do things in a bit of a different fashion.
I might pick you up and put you on hold and pick you up again or something. So
yeah,
it might be a little convoluted, but we'll work it out.
If you're all right with that, give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Do you enjoy being placed on hold?
So, some sad news. Actor Martin Landau has died today.
I know, right?
We know him in Man from U.N.C.L.E. He was also in an episode of Star Trek, the original series. And he played other things.
He did play other he played other things. Didn't the guy that did something with crap.
Yes.
Another a director died today too, I think, didn't he?
Yes, the director, oh crap, it was a horror
zombie
movie, right?
Movies. He did a lot
zombie
of zombie
movie.
Movies.
Yes, Romero.
There you go, Romero died today.
Yes, it's been a sad day. You know, but
right?
That's what happens when you get old. I guess what
well,
we're trying to say,
yeah.
What we're trying to say is like, it seems like the upper 80s is kind of a marker, of an indicator of how long we're going to live.
Well, yeah, as long as we take care of ourselves. And, you know, there's a lot of factors out there that, you know, can go in there. So,
but here we got a fun story. We got a real fun story. Guess what was found in new Ford Fusions?
Was it Martin Lando's new Ford Fusion?
Well, that would be kind of a strange thing. Very strange.
You think so?
Yes. $1 million in pot has been found in new Ford Fusions. Yes. So some kind of logistics error caused these particular vehicles to be shipped to some town in Ohio.
As opposed to where?
Wherever the drug dealers are supposed to take them. They usually take them as soon as they cross the border.
Aha.
But there's times when maybe they can't get across the border, or maybe it's just bad timing. Mm. You know, maybe there's nobody available. Who knows? Los Federales.
No bueno.
Yeah. So this is sad. I hear Betty's Kmart's closing. What happened?
I know. Well, here's the thing. I'm chunking away on this wasabi rice mix, which is very crunchy and delicious. But yeah, so, you know, Sears, parent company of Kmart, is having a lot of financial issues. And of course, Kmart is having a lot of financial issues. So, oh yeah. So they're closing a bunch of Sears stores and a bunch of Kmart stores.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, one of the Kmart's closing is the Kmart over on Florida Avenue that Betty works at.
Oh, no.
It's terrible, I know.
Do they have any of those single use stores like we saw in Indiana that time? It was a Sears outlet somehow, but it was just like a storefront.
Well, there's a Sears outlet here, actually right next door to Betty's Kmart. There's a Sears outlet. I don't know if that's closing or not, but they have mostly appliances and stuff.
Well, she could work in appliances.
She is an appliance herself. What better to sell an appliance than an appliance?
Right? I mean, come on. I mean, how are we supposed to pay the bills around here?
I know, right?
I am so stressed out.
I know, Betty. You can go get plugged in after we're done. Oh, goodness. So
I feel super sexy.
Well, good for you, Betty. You should feel super sexy. Or something. So, her Kmart store. I don't know if the Sears appliance store next to it is closing as well. So, yeah.
Well, stay tuned. We'll let you know, folks.
Yeah.
So, I redid the Chicago studio.
Oh, really? I saw you posted a video online on Facebook.
It's a much better setup. It allows me a larger desk space area.
That's always good.
I don't have to, like, twist and turn in funny ways. And it allows me to see the bed.
To see the bed.
And see the plants and the printer. And it's just, it feels better. It's kind of reminiscent of your desk space, actually, without the arched or the curved section.
Okay. And no bed. There's no bed in the Tampa studio.
Well, there's a bed in the Chicago studio.
Well, good for you. There's no
room.
And
if anybody would like to come to the bed,
oh boy,
give us a call the studio.
But you still get a triangle ding.
So,
wow.
What else do we got?
Something about Betty on a rampage.
Yeah, she's been like throwing shit around, and I've been finding like loose bits and bolts from her components. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
I'm refilling my wine glass. That's what's going on.
Well, we may have neglected her warranty for too long. I know that was up for a renewal,
but we got 30 payments left.
Well, yeah, but her warranty expired already. Oh, my. Ooh. Perfect acoustics.
All right, I'm rubbing my wine glass. Yeah, well, she always has 30 payments. I don't think we're ever going to get paid off.
Mm.
course, I think we got to make a payment before we can get her paid off.
Yeah, right. Wait, is that 30 payments out of 30? That we've only made one?
I don't think we've even made a payment. I think it was a 30-payment program, and there's still 30 payments left.
We're just choosing the time at which we'll start that first payment.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a deferred payment plan.
Kind of like the Illinois budget, which was recently passed.
I'm kind of surprised that actually happened. I didn't expect it to.
But I just don't understand how all of a sudden the money can just be doled out. Like, yesterday we were broke junk. Today, we have a budget. Oh, my God. This money just poured out of some coffer somewhere. I don't get it. I really don't.
Well, it does. It does. Most of the tax money gets locked up. They can't do anything with it until they pass a budget. So how long have they gone without a budget?
Oh, it's been like 3 years.
3 years, yeah. So there's 3 years. There's a good chunk of 3 years worth of tax revenue. That's
I know. And it's up. You know, my frustration is that it's taken so long for this to
I can't believe it took them 3 years to make a fucking budget. That's kind of ridiculous.
Well, and here's the thing, is that it's helped increase crime. It's helped increase inequality of poor. It's helped decimate communities. And it's given Rahm Emanuel and people like him an excuse to do all sorts of crazy things in the city that just don't give a care.
Just don't give a care.
Yeah.
Just don't give a care. No, I
hear you. Have it.
I hear you. I hear you. It's horrible. It's absolutely horrible, but that's the way the rubber chicken bounces.
Yeah, I hate that rubber chicken. I just want to squeeze it and twist it.
That's okay.
And pluck its last pluck.
Pluck its last pluck, yeah.
Well, so Windows 10, huh?
Yeah, not the actual broadcast server, not the Sam broadcaster. That's gonna stay on 7 until that thing explodes, because that's all that runs on it. But yeah, the rest of everything else is most likely gonna get upgraded because it's time.
Windows 10 isn't bad. I mean, it's not the fearful nothing works that they claimed it was going
to
be.
No, exactly. It does seem to be relatively stable. So
yeah.
So let's see. We have a few other things, but we're running we got 2 minutes until we get to your news. So do you want to give the wheel a spin?
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and reach over there? All right.
Give me a good grunt
on that one. Come on. There we go.
Ooh, ow. 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 Ow.
Yeah, watch it. Those little nails. There's nails that stick out. There's little nails that stick out of it. It's kind of terrible. There it goes. Yep. There we go. Yep. Almost there. Oh, thank God.
Jesus. Oh my God, you did get this story.
So. Yeah, this is kind of interesting. Hold on. Well, let's access the database for this one.
Yes, you definitely want to access the database, ladies and gentlemen, because this one is intense.
One more time. All right, so... Excuse me. Doctors readying a 67-year-old woman for cataract surgery discovered that a bluish mass in one of her eyes was actually 17 contact lenses mashed together, according to a report published this month in the British Medical Journal. Yeah. The woman, unsurprisingly, reported discomfort in her eye, but figured it was because of dry eye and old age, according to Optometry Today.
Didn't you notice in your eye, you dumb...
Oh.
Interesting person.
Oh,
what happened? What happened?
We had a technical unrepeat error. So as bad as it sounds to have 17 contact lenses stuck together in your eye, specialist trainee ophthalmologist RuPaul, I'm going to call him RuPaul, ophthalmologist okay. RuPaul told the website that that doctors eventually found an additional 10 individual
so
contact
27
lenses.
She had contact lenses.
She had 27 contact lenses floating around in her eyeball. All the lenses were monthly disposable contacts that the woman had forgotten about. The cataract surgery was postponed until after the discovery to avoid increased risk of eye infection due to bacteria around the patient's eyeball. Amazingly, there were no obvious infections in the eye. The woman had been wearing monthly disposable contact lenses for some 35 years, according to NPR. So there you have it. That is your winning news leading bobber. That's your bobber. So here you go. Hey, Joe,
and
what's new in the news?
For the
news.
Hey. Ooh, Fiddles McGinty. I like Fiddles McGinty. Let me see. Let me find your news link script here. All right, here we go.
Fiddles McGinty.
Fiddles McGinty. I'm going to drink some wine. It's not Fiddles McGinty wine, but, you know.
But this is why we have Jedwiz.
Okay,
and I'm not going to continue with
that. You're
not
going to continue with Fiddle McGinty's?
No.
All right, well, go ahead.
So, by the Tribune Media Wire, WGNTV.com out of Beijing. Bad weather, crowded skies, and military drills. And now, add coin tossing to the growing list of reasons for China's notorious flight delays.
Oh, my goodness.
So, police took away an 80-year-old woman Tuesday after fellow passengers reported that she was throwing coins at the plane during boarding of China Southern Airlines flight CZ380 on the tarmac of Shanghai's Pudong International Airport.
Maybe she had a lot of contact lenses stuck in her eyeball.
The passenger, who has no prior criminal record or mental health issues, claimed she tossed coins as a prayer for a safe flight. Yeah. Shanghai police said in a statement. It added that officers found 9 coins at the scene, including one that fell into the engine of the Airbus A320 aircraft.
Oh, wow.
With others scattered on the ground nearby. So because she didn't get it in the first time, she tried 8 more times. So the airline had to clear nearly 150 passengers from the full flight bound for Guangzhou, originally scheduled to depart at 12:40 p.m. To ensure flight safety, China Southern's aircraft maintenance staff conducted a thorough inspection of the engine, which concluded at 4:53 p.m. and cleared the aircraft for takeoff.
At 5:23, it blew up and fell out of the air.
Yes. The flight eventually took off at 6:16 p.m. and arrived at its destination more than 5 hours late.
Wow.
So, a police photo shows the total value of the coins added up to 1.5 yuan.
Wow.
Which is about 25 cents. But
really? Wow,
estimate cost of the engine inspection and flight delay could easily run in the thousands of dollars. Oh, so, it's like, folks, it's like, come on, guys, just... Why? Why would you do this? Why? Why?
There are some very superstitious people out there.
Well, you know, throw them in the fountain at the airport. I'm sure every airport has a fountain somewhere.
Maybe.
A good luck fountain.
There you go. Might be bad for business.
Yes. So, are you ready for the special instructions for this next story?
I am ready for the special instructions.
All right, let's do it.
All right, hold on. Okay.
Fiddles McGinty. So, a pair of news anchors in North Carolina began laughing hysterically after one of them let a belch slip out on air.
Oh, funny.
So, a man, a weekend news anchor for Charlotte's WBTV, left his co-anchor, a girl, covering her face in laughter after
a
he
girl.
Accidentally burped Saturday while introducing an upcoming weather segment. Sounds like something I did tonight.
Well, there you go.
So, there it went. I knew that it was going to happen. I ate the cobbler. I was feeling it. I was trying to hold it in. And it just happened on TV. So the man
better if
the
she
situation.
Had started herself. That would have been hilarious. You'd just been sitting there going, and now for the
Well, weather. He somehow got into the situation following a segment where he tried food prepared by local chefs and had eaten a piece of berry cobbler while promoting the 18th annual Dine Out for Kids event.
I see.
Yes. So, you know, he's surprised that it's never happened as much before as much as they eat on the show. You know, they just kind of just forgot to say, excuse me.
Oh.
It's like, you're embarrassing me. Excuse me. Excuse me. The pair slowly recovered from the fit of laughter.
Excuse me.
Yes, and they begin reporting the weather before stopping to check if Williamson was over the burping incident. Do you have another one coming? She asked. Are you sure? He fought through his embarrassment, though, and he was assured he was fine for the rest of the segment. But you know, folks, this happens all the time. And, you know, for us, it's okay.
Because we're low class. We don't vacuum out. We don't vacuum out of the bedroom.
Nope.
Did I ever tell you that? I told my husband that, and he found it hilarious. And now I feel the need to tell you and all of our listeners, all of
tell
like,
us.
Five of our
Share
listeners.
This.
So, in my younger years, I worked at Holiday Inn. And when I was training, I worked at the front desk. I worked evenings front desk. But while they were training me, I had to do room cleaning. I had to do the maid service for like 2 weeks. And I remember... The woman that trained me, and I can't remember her name. It might have been Dolores. It could have been something else. It changes, but I can't ever remember her name. But I do remember what she said. And she was telling me when I was vacuuming the room, she says, make sure you vacuum out of the room. It keeps the place classy. Probably with a cigarette dangling it from her mouth.
How do you vacuum out of the room?
You start at the furthest point from the room and you vacuum yourself out of the room like you would paint yourself out of the room. That way you don't leave footmarks on the floor. Keeps it classy. Thank you, Dolores. Thank you.
I'm sure
you have died many years ago. You had a horrible hack when I was 15, 16. So.
Well, hopefully Dolores' daughter took over.
Hopefully Dolores' daughter went someplace better. All right, so we got some duck fluffing going on here.
Oh, we sure do, and it's from our friend Daniel Uria from www.upi.com. Police in Pennsylvania gathered up a flock of delinquent ducks. Quack, 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 or delinquent quacks. They were spotted loitering near a local business. Great Bend Police shared photos of the four white ducks found wandering unsupervised in a North County north of Philadelphia after waddling away from their home.
Do ducks have to be supervised?
Yeah, they were in custody, and the officer took the four ducks in custody.
Wow.
After they were loitering. They were loitering at the pump and pantry.
Well, why don't they do that? The ducks fuck in front of my house. Why don't they fucking arrest these fucking ducks for fucking in front of my house? What, there's three ducks walking around my goddamn convenience store, and I can't get the ducks to fuck in front of my house to go away?
You can get them arrested for indecent exposure.
Continue.
Once the father were taken into custody, police contacted the lady to inform her that her pet ducks had gotten themselves into trouble.
I'm a lady.
I thought it was funny. I'm like, are you serious? They were like, yeah, we took them because I guess people were trying to take my ducks. And everyone was feeding them. Even the cop fed them bread. So they said the pump and pantry was the farthest place her ducks had ever wandered, noting they usually just spend their time swimming in her backyard or loitering at a neighbor's house.
Shitting and fucking all over the place.
Yeah. This
is not a suitable episode for broadcast.
They never are.
They really aren't, are they?
No.
Well, until somebody wants to pick us up, then we stay the way we are.
and guess what, folks? That's it for my news.
Wait, but we got like another 45 seconds till we go to our commercial break.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? We're like on time. With fucking
We're on time as usual. We're a little bit ahead of schedule as usual.
A little bit, yeah.
If you want to give us a call about anything, it's 813-327-8566.
Yep.
The tracks that you're hearing right now are from our friend Kevin McLeod from Incompetech.com.
And I just finished my second glass of wine almost.
And I'm sipping on a shot glass of mint chocolate liqueur. It's Frango.
Frango, I'm enjoying a barefoot Riesling. So, oh wait, I say something, and then we go. Is Betty ready? Is Betty ready? I have an outro.
Is Betty ready?
Yeah.
Why does Betty need to be ready?
No, Betty doesn't need to be ready. Never mind. All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this digitally distorted on-air spelled with an I? Chicken exploding multi-path user datagram protocol streaming experience? Well, visit chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We will be back in about 4 minutes.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Did you know that as far as data bits are concerned, they do not concern themselves with dimensions? They move in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. Then they are renewed in a glorious bath of data and they become new data bits that are instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat. They worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 8133278566 right away with information I need to know. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
How many times did you need more time when there was no more time? How many times did you think to yourself, gee, why can't I buy time? Time, 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 time. Buy time for a dime. How many times did you think to yourself, gee, I wish I could buy time? Time, 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 time. Time, 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 time.
Joe Wisdom Audio Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat. From Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Shoutcast.
Go ahead and cue Betty for me.
Welcome back. Stay tuned for Anthony's crazy Florida news next. But first, I want to tell you, thank God it's Monday. No, really. Thank God.
Really?
Joe is off and when he is off. Oh, never mind. Explaining this will take way too long.
Oh,
anyway,
goodness.
According to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is like National Peach Ice Cream Day. Yummy. Oh, and it is World Emoji Day. Woohoo. Wrong way Corrigan Day. Who the fuck is Corrigan is what I would like to know. Anyway, it is also National Yellow Pig Day, and Get out of the doghouse day. Well, by the looks on Joe and Anthony's faces, it would appear my digestial pathway circuits are really in the doghouse today. So, go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can start Anthony's crazy Florida news. Take it away.
I'm kidding.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Poor Betty. Poor Betty. Hold on. Hold on. Before we move on to my news, we got to access the database.
I am so stressed out.
We all are, Betty. We all are.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Folks, we love what we do, and we hope you do too. So
yeah, we do.
Here we go with some crazy Florida news.
Yep. Let me find the right tab here. Here we go. Tab, you're in. Florida Keys News brings us our first news story of the night and tells us a story about a man who decided to try living the Florida lifestyle while visiting the Keys. Ooh. David, 37, from Phoenix, was captured on the homeowner's security video system, rummaging through every room, helping himself to beers, oh my goodness, from the fridge and inspecting cabinets. Did you step on the cat over there, Joe? What happened?
Yes. Well, somehow my tablet does this split screen mode.
Uh-huh.
And it just got funky on me, and the cat pressed it. It was weird.
He's living the Florida lifestyle.
Yes, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
That's fine. Just turn the. It's a little hot, though. Just bring it down just a hair. So,
we sure did.
All right, there you go. So the police were contacted. When questioned, David said he only went through the drawers to help trigger a memory as to why he woke up in a strange place. He also said that he had been drinking, but police said he exhibited no signs of intoxication. David called police around 11:30 that night, saying he had awakened in a stranger's home and had no idea where he was or how he had gotten there. The homeowner told police he wanted to pursue charges. David was in town with friends and said he wanted to find his party and his phone, which police later located on the back porch. The party or the phone or both. I don't know. No damage had been done to the home or its contents, but David randomly handed over a .22-3 random unspent ammunition he said he had found in the home. So he gave him a bullet.
That's an odd
That is an odd round. Yeah, .223. I don't know what one would say it if you were a gun person. I really don't care. It's a .22 caliber, but it's a .223. So I don't know.
It must be a rifle then.
It could be. It could be a rifle of some sort. It could be something. All right.
Or it's a typographical error. That could also be it.
That is possible too. News stories are full of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's move on to our next Florida news story from WFTS ABC Action News. Tampa Bay brings us our next Florida news story. Where it's raining fugitives in Winter Haven.
Ooh.
Yeah, there you go.
Fugitives.
You want some fugitive loving? Go ahead and head over to Winter Haven. Winter Haven officers were patrolling the area near Abbey Lane Apartments on Tuesday evening when they noticed the vehicle of DeMario in the complex parking lot. DeMario was wanted on 3 outstanding warrants for violation of probation. When they witnessed the 32-year-old felon running away from his vehicle, police ordered him to stop. He continued to run behind buildings nearby. While officers, in the name of love, while officers were searching for DeMario, the canine partner alerted them to the rear door of apartment 606. 6060 something. There's a B52s. There's a B52s song that starts 60608. 606-0842 is a phone number. So officers approached the unit. Officers told Chiquita, the 27-year-old tenant, that they were looking for a subject who had outstanding warrants and that their canine partner had alerted them to her door. Chiquita refused to let the officers enter the apartment without a search warrant. About the same time, the tenant from apartment 604 told the officers that she had seen a crack in the drywall above her apartment shower.
Ooh.
And then apparently discovered the suspect in 603. According to the police report, DeMario entered Chiquita's apartment and told her that officers were after him.
Did the suspect enter through the crack?
Hold on. She was aware he was trying to hide from police, but continued to tell officers she wasn't in the apartment. DeMario reportedly entered the attic space in Chiquita's apartment, probably through a hatch in the closet, where he eventually fell through the drywall and above the shower in apartment 603.
Oh my.
DeMario was later charged with one count of resisting arrest without violence and three counts of occupied burglary of a dwelling. Chiquita was charged with one count of resisting an officer without violence and one count of felony assault after the fact. Both DeMario and Chiquita were booked into Polk County Jail.
Hmm.
Oh, that was a live one, wasn't it?
That was certainly a live one.
Yeah, oof. Refresh there.
Mm-hmm. But we do have a good one coming up next.
Of course we do. I can find my pointer. There we go. It's a Florida nakedness.
Ooh, sexy.
Florida nakedness. Villagesnews.com brings us our final Florida story of the night. And from what you can tell by the music, it includes nakedness. Sumter County Sheriff's deputies were called by a local community watch group at 12:52 in the morning last Sunday to report a naked man running around Pengrove Pass Court. Deputies spotted a man later identified as 30-year-old Justin, who resides on Pengrove Pass Court. Justin was holding a silver pipe and smoking marijuana and sprinted to his property when the deputies approached him. Justin then told deputies that he had a legal right to shoot them since they were on his property. He then shoved the deputy and ran into the house. Deputies ordered Justin to come out of the house, and when he had briefly emerged, a deputy was able to taser him. As Justin tried to remove the taser's prongs, a second deputy was able to taser him, in which he proceeded to run from room to room in the house.
Oh my.
This is a live one. Jesus.
Wow.
Deputies were finally able to apprehend the lively naked man.
He wasn't going down for nothing.
No, not at all. Justin was transported to the hospital. Justin was transported to the hospital for medical treatment, where he screamed at and fought with nursing staff who were trying to place an IV in his arm. Exactly. The cat went crazy. In the process, he kicked a nurse in the head. He was admitted into the hospital and then was left in the custody of deputies.
Jeez.
And then later, Justin was booked on Monday afternoon at the Sumter County Detention Center on two third-degree felony counts of battery, as well as charges of marijuana possession, charges of drug equipment, and battery of a firefighter EMT officer. His bond was set at $17,000. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shyampa Radio. Before we get started with the plethora discussion segment, did you know that you two can hang out with these two idiots and be a part of the studio?
We're drinking
experience.
Wine, Betty. Wine.
Give us a call now at 813-2-7-8-5.
We have a call coming in.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start blabbering on about this. Or that.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
Here it comes. Woohoo.
All right, hold on.
The plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Yeah.
Caller. There we go. Hold on. Let me get the caller on. Hold on. Hello, caller. You are on the air. Oh, my goodness. It's a hurricane.
Hello. Hold on.
Ezel, is that you?
Hey,
hey Ezel, how's it going?
Hey,
Ezel. I'm just trying out my new invention here.
What's your new invention, Ezel?
Oh, man, I want to get this sucker pet. It's called the EZL Jet Engine Inducer, man. Oh, man, it's great.
Really?
I've been working at it all day. Oh, man, it's a great. I'm telling you. It's phenomenal.
So how many grams can you go through with that? How many grams an hour can you go through with that thing?
Oh man, I go through a pound in an hour. Are you kidding me? Man, you get those fucking stone, man. It's unbelievable, man. You just think you're on another planet or something, man.
I'm sure you do.
Holy mackerel, man. I'm telling you, I'm gonna send you one. I'm gonna get them in production there, and you can try it out.
All right. That sounds like a plan, Ezel.
All right, I want to know how that you mentioned that situation in Chicago or in Illinois, because I get some money, from a pension fund, because I used to work for the city of Chicago for a while.
I guess that's happening now.
I was a G-man for 20 years.
Were you?
They're putting money back in, and everything is getting funded, and we're happy for that, I guess.
It's working.
Yeah.
All right, so I get my check then. I'll get my check, I think.
Yes.
There you go. Yeah, you get up your minutes because you're getting kind of choppy on us.
I know, man. There's something going on here. There's strange with all this machinery they got here. Man.
I know. You've got like one heck of an electric field going on there.
I got to be careful. I might start melting my wires here in the house.
I wouldn't recommend that.
All right, but anyway, I used to be a G-man for the government,
There you go.
Yeah, what? I used to pick up the garbage, and I was a G-man. Anyway, I was working on my jet inducer here, and also... I was looking, I gotta get in the pharmaceutical market.
Well, yeah, of course. I invented some drugs.
I wanna run past you. maybe you guys can give me your opinion on these drugs I'm making. I'm working on these drugs.
All right, well, send us some samples.
I'm gonna send you a sample. I got a couple here I wanna tell you about. It's called Hamatoza.
Yeah.
I invented Hamatoza, okay?
Okay.
It's for toe fungus, okay?
Toe fungus, that's a common ailment.
Toe fungus. I'm going to make this stuff called Hamatoza, okay? Then I got another one called Latuda, okay? Latuda is for if you got gas problems, so.
Ooh!
We're going to give you some of that. It sounds like you got gas problems over there,
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I got another one here called Bonacilla. Okay, if you're having leakage, you take this Bonacilla, man. It'll fix right up,
Wow, there you go. Well, Ezel, thank you for calling.
I got two more. I got Natazi. I think it's called Natazi. Yeah, that's I go over that jet engine thing. It's good. Natazi, it's the fear for people that have fear of Germans. How's that sound? You think that
There you go.
Okay, and then finally,
yeah.
I got the best one, man, and this will sell. I know. I get this one on the market. It's called Latunatoxin, all right?
Yeah.
And Latunatoxin is for smelly pussy, man.
Ooh.
That's a bad thing to have.
That's a bad thing to have.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to the pharmaceutical business and the jet engine business. So
all right, he's up.
With the jet engine inhaler, man.
Well, send us some samples, especially that jet engine inhaler, and we'll push it up on the show for you.
All right, you can put it on a blog or on Facebook. I ain't got no Facebook, I ain't got
We'll put it up on our Facebook.
But I'm going to send you that stuff, and then I'm going to send you some of that Latuda, okay?
Okay.
Because I hear a couple of them coming out of there.
Joe's got an issue with that.
I don't know what you got to do. You got to get some cash together. Get that phone fixed, man. I know.
Well, we got another caller on hold, so let's see how the next one does. So,
all right, we'll see you guys later then.
Take it easy, y'all. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, yeah, and I grabbed us a call while we were.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's see if they're still on the phone here.
Caller,
are you still on the line?
Yeah, this caller ain't got no time after that.
Oh, there
caller.
You go. Thank you. Hey, Pennywise, thanks for calling. I'm. Hey, you sound great. So we got to get Ezel on your cell phone.
You sound great. You sound beautiful.
Thank you.
But how's them pussies? You got them stinky pussies? You guys got them stinky pussies? Is that why you need that Latuda?
I've been hearing it from Joe all the time. He's had some loud pussies all night tonight.
Oh, God, yes, next door. But let's not get into that. Hey. So,
well, anyway, it's a bit late, guys. You know, it's like normally when I call early, you push me off the phone. So, geez, I could just imagine me calling.
No,
you have 4 minutes until the ugly lights come on. So, let's talk. Yeah, you got 4 minutes, so let's talk.
What do we got to talk about? It's been weeks.
It has been
like
weeks.
Forever. I don't even know what to talk to you about.
Oh, my goodness.
4th of July.
Yeah, did you have a good holiday there, Pennywise?
I worked, you know, and it's
that
like,
sucks.
What the hell?
That sucks.
Did you guys work?
Yeah. That's what happens.
It was a busy day.
Did you blaze one for Uncle Sam?
Oh, yes. You know it.
Oh, right. Yes.
Awesome. Fantastic.
Well, maybe for Uncle Sam, but...
Yeah. Well, it's the 4th of July, so you got to be patriotic about it.
You don't have to be.
No, you don't.
No, but...
And then, what about the Northern Lights? Did y'all get to see them yesterday?
No, not in my city lights.
Yeah, true that. But neither did I out here in the country. And
really?
I was supposed to be able to see them before... I'm sorry, between the hours of 10 and 1.
Uh-huh.
And I went out at 11:50 and 12:50, and yeah, nothing.
Aww.
That's a shame.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be pretty beautiful. It was supposed to be really intense.
Yeah, but not.
That's something.
Here. You know, when I see shit tons of stars, I don't have no city lights. I'm out in the country. I got beautiful skies almost always. And
see, unfortunately, I'm at the asshole of America, so I don't see anything up there.
Well, you
true
potentially...
that. You're way, 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 way down.
Way,
there.
Way, 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 yeah. Way down. Yeah, way, way down.
But you like being way down there in the south.
Not really. I'd like to move my way back up north at some point, believe it or not.
Why?
It's
why?
Because I don't like it down here.
And it's going to flood, and sinkholes are going to, like, flood everything in.
I know. My house is going to, like, be floating away, and FEMA won't cover it because of some stupid thing, like, you know... There was a gnome statue in the front lawn, which brought on some type of mystic cosmic flooding. So they won't cover the house.
Why'd you go down there anyway? I got a cat puking.
That's a story that's going to take longer than 1 minute and 50 seconds, which is the allotted time you have left.
Oh, I got 1 minute and 50 seconds. Some bitch.
Well, 1:45 now.
Uh-oh.
But hey.
Well, you should come back up north anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
It probably won't be the Chicago area, though.
But then you'd have to change your radio station from Chiampa to Chia whatever.
Well, or whatever. Or we'll just leave it as Chiampa, which is Chiampa, but you just say that way just to annoy us.
Oh,
know.
You know how I roll.
I know exactly how you roll.
Don't worry. Well, I'll create an equally as annoying name to make it all even better.
Oh, boy.
How's life treating you boys anyway?
Not too bad. Not too bad at all. School, work. Yeah.
Oh, yeah? You
busy.
Go to school? What are you going to be when you grow up?
I don't know. Maybe a doctor. I want to be employed when I grow up.
Yeah, right?
Shucks.
Would a real job... Hey, do you mind if I do a bong hit right now?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go for it. We're not FCC regulated.
I didn't take it away from my second slope.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, mine's loaded. Mine's fresh.
So
I'm
going to
take it.
You know where I know where you live, Joe. I mean, shit, I know that neighborhood, but I never knew that where you lived was considered Wicker Park.
Actually, where I live is not considered Wicker Park.
Okay, good. I mean, I saw this thing, and it was like, what?
There's a Taco Bell that serves liquor in Wicker Park.
Yeah, there is.
It's quite sad.
I've never been to it.
Oh.
Oh, it's those ugly lights.
Pennywise, I'm sorry, but your time has come to an end.
Well, I'll try you guys sooner, and I was wondering if you're still bowling. There's no bowling anymore, huh?
No, no bowling. Bowling is finito.
Bye, bowling.
Yes.
So what happens if I keep talking? I mean...
We hang up on you and move on.
Where would I move to? Who would hear me?
Dial tone.
Dial tone.
Oh, really? You guys, yeah. It would be just... I wouldn't.
Aw. Well, in these days,
or I just
it's
mute your
silence.
Channel and we go on. I mean, I could just do this. Thank you. Oh, wait, no, wait. Hold on. I've lost my place. There we go. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and Betty is giving me some dirty looks because she wants to get plugged in. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your special snowflake way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Joe and Anthony Show on Chiampa Radio. Got nothing to do weekend afternoons? Check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I tend to play nerdy science and some jazzy stuff from archive.org and radioforall.net. You can catch Weekend with Joe every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
Put some pizzazz in it, Joe. See, we should email Pennywise some of the scripts so see she can just join in with us at some point.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. See?
All right, I love you guys. You guys take care. I'll try you next
you
week.
You too.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Bye. You can make your morning commute more commutable with weekday rush hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She has questionably awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net. Yes, you are. Combined with a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. She has... Oh, she's not... I'm not saying it. Then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers on Wednesday afternoons from 3:30 to 7:30 Eastern. He'll dust off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
What's wrong with she has automated pussy? Wow! So much awesome programming! You won't find any of this stuff on mainstream media because they're boring. Oh, and hey, be sure you tune in to our 24-hour internet radio station, Chiampa Radio, Chiampa Radio, anytime on your mobile, your tablet,
mobile.
Your silica phone to... Visit us at www.chiampa.info, C-H-I-A-M-P-A. We have the most current and up-to-date broadcast, and you can keep track of the Joe and Anthony show notes there. Also, make sure you follow us on facebook.com/Chiampa Radio and Twitter at Chiampa Radio.
I'm trying to see if there's a new episode of This Way out yet, but I don't know if we're going to make it in time. I've got 50 seconds.
I don't see it.
No, I got the email, but it hasn't come out yet.
No.
So that's where we're at, unfortunately. Wow. Wine. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We will...
Yeah.
I think we'll be back next Monday. Who knows sometimes. Check out our blog at www.chiampa.info, our Facebook page at facebook.chiampa.info. Remember, folks, don't go throwing coins at a jet engine while burping on air and running around naked in the ceiling. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an old episode of This Way Out with a J for Jockstrap.
Remember, don't stick your USB cord in unfamiliar places. Buddy, buddy, buddy out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Ay, ay, ay.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.